This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
CP, welcome back to another episode of the CP Podcast. You know what it is, man. I'm your host, CP. This is CP Podcast. Talk about shit CP want to talk about. CP, we be late sometime. We'll be on CP time. Whatever the fuck CP it is, it is. And then, to my right, who you don't want to fight at night when it's fright out of sight with all her might, the mighty Maya. See, what? I just gave you the mighty Maya.
Thank you, CP.
Yeah. And then, you know, what can I say, man? The owner of all the dark clothes, the dark realm of the closet. He has everything dark over there.
I got on green today. Well, that's dark, too.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. I got on green, too. Shout out to Amir, man, who has on green today. You know what you are, Amir? You're a mood ring. You, nigga, you are a mood ring. This nigga come in here, I be like, oh, man, bright shirt. Yeah, man, feeling good today. You know what I'm saying?
I be walking, feeling good on the all-black days,
you be all-black, like, I mean, you know, feeling good, taking souls. You know what I'm saying? But no, that's what's up, man. Amir is in the building. And we was talking about sparkling water and how you got to be an alien to drink sparkling water. Why would you want to drink sparkling water? Explain this to me.
It feels good going down. It's got a little burn. It's got a little burn going down the throat.
You gonna be able to do commercials like, I used to think sparkling water had a nice burn going down. I wish I never saw sparkling water. I wish I only drank regular water.
I'm gonna sue SodaStream for a lot of money if that happens. I'm like, y'all never told me.
Yeah, you better ask the right question. You didn't ask us if you didn't ask us if sparkling water would deteriorate your throat.
All those people on my 600-pound life, they only drink soda. So I'm like, if it's okay with sugar, it's okay without sugar, right?
Nah, that's like, what the fuck, Maya? No. What? Sugar, like, and people like you is why they make sugar-free stuff that don't even need to be sugar-free. Some stuff is just, like, sugar-free cotton candy. Like, what the fuck are we eating?
I don't do sugar-free. Oh, I don't do sugar-free. That,
but I'm just saying, like, people be like, sugar-free sugar toast. Like, fam, I didn't come here for this. I didn't come here for this.
I don't want to trash anything, but I used to drink Coke Zero for a while, and I thought it was delicious. And then I started getting these really weird headaches, and I stopped. So that's why I don't mess with sugar-free anymore. Because something
fake sugar
in there
is terrible.
That fake sugar
is probably worse for you than the regular sugar, to be honest. So sugar-free stuff is usually
worse.
Something else.
Yeah, and you got a bunch of other shit in, like, man, sugar-free, but cancer-full. You're like, wait, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Now, soda's pretty rough on your system, though, in general.
It's rough on your teeth. Aspartame. What the fuck is aspartame?
It causes cancer. Aspartame is a fake sugar.
Yeah, it made too much acid inside your body, and then that's where cancer grows.
Pancreatic cancer, specifically soda, will give you pancreatic cancer. And ain't no cure for that one, so.
Ain't no cure for none of the cancers.
But that one specifically, like, treatment ain't good. Like, you get pancreatic cancer, like, that's what killed Steve Jobs.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, pancreatic cancer is pretty bad. That's one for sure. It was like, soda, I was in, like, ninth grade, it was like, pancreatic cancer. And I was like, what is this? And it's like, you drink sodas? I was like, oh, well, lemonade, water. That's how I'm rocking.
I love lemonade, bro.
Lemonade is
probably the best. Lemonade is like top tier drinks, man. But I'm always going to give lemonade a chance. Lemonade and pizza are two of those things where it's just like, they're just for cool people, man. Like, you fuck with lemonade and you fuck with pizza, you all right with me.
I don't know nobody that, like, honestly, if you don't like pizza, bro, I don't know if you really like a human. I feel
yeah.
like
everybody likes pizza. Yeah, everybody like, likes pizza because you can do pizza any kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many different styles. You're
a vegan, they make a dirt pizza. Little dirt pizza you can do, like, tastes like the beach. Tastes like the beach. I'm a vegan. My vegan pizza. Vegan pizza, dirt pizza. But no, yeah, you could, you know. And then what else? Third thing is probably tacos.
Oh, so all right. I'm sure you've seen this shit before. You gotta get rid of one.
Okay.
You got burgers,
tacos,
wings, pizza.
Burgers, tacos, wings.
Can I still have drumsticks? Can pizza. I have regular other chicken if it's not wings?
It could, yeah, it can be other chicken.
Get rid of wings. I'll just eat regular chicken.
Crazy.
Damn, that was deep, Maya. Because what you did was you left chicken up there. You just took away that part of the chicken. And he did say wings. So, I mean, but, man, could you imagine a place? You know what I really like? I love a succulent breast. Pause. But I love a succulent breast. Like, and if they made like a buffalo breast, that'd be fire.
I'm sure they could. I don't know why they
would. I mean, I'm sure they could, but people would just be like, this is a breast. Because breasts be dry.
You got to brine it first.
You say you got to brine it?
You got to brine it. You got to soak it in water with salt and sugar and spices overnight. That's the juiciest breast you ever had.
Once again, pause. Anyway, so that's how you get a succulent breast. Okay, soak it over.
Soak it overnight in brine water.
So you suck it overnight, right? No, my bad, but it's okay. Yeah, you know what I recently did? I made some ribs in the air fryer.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd they turn out?
Amazing. So what I did was,
how big is your air fryer?
My air fryer is huge.
I would say, God damn.
It's huge, actually. It's a Emeril Lagasse 3-in-1. Like, you can put the top over it and you do the. So, but what I did was, I took the ribs, I separated the bones, I rubbed them as I normally would with my spices and all of that. However you do that. Then I boiled them in chicken broth for about 20 minutes, brought it to a boil, then cook them all the way through. But, you know, a nice boil for 20 minutes is a nice boil. Then I transferred them to the air fryer, and it literally just, that combination, it cooked it. They looked exactly like they came off the grill, took them out, sauced them, put them back in, and ran it again. I mean, you know, it took me all of an hour and 20 minutes.
Nice.
And I mean, they were super tender because I don't know with the air fryer how it makes stuff so juicy. But oh man, just so y'all know, I might do it online, you know what I'm saying, on my YouTube, just to show people, like, yeah, I really made some ribs in the air fryer and that shit really legit.
Air fryer is good for like, air fryer evenly cooks things. It evenly cooks really well.
Yep. Yeah.
I love air fryer.
Yeah. Thing about air fryer is you want to kind of get it even, or at least get so that the air can go around the stuff so you can cook, because you don't want anything blocked,
bro. Might not get cooked. You know, what I've saying? Learned my lesson, because I used to put like I didn't want the stuff dripping down, so I used to put like maybe like turkey bacon or something.
Yeah,
I didn't want it dripping down, so I put like aluminum foil over the tray, and then the bottom part would still be like raw. I'd be like, oh my god, what happened?
Maybe parchment paper is helpful, because I make the General Tso's chicken in the air fryer now. Mm-hmm. So you basically make the fried chicken, take it out, put it in the sauce, put it back in. You get General Tso's chicken, but it's like half the calories because you didn't fry it up.
Yeah.
And I put parchment paper over that tray, and that seems to be okay because it's just a little bit of paper.
I make steaks in the air fryer. I mean, I really do it up in my air fryer.
I've completely abandoned my oven, for real.
My oven is an air fryer. It's an air fryer oven.
But my mom has one, but she said that the air fryer part smokes too bad. Is that true for yours? Does it produce a lot of smoke when you air fry in the oven?
If it drips. It probably drips on the bottom. Yeah.
They've put like a, they put that on there, but it's not sealed off the way that most other air fryers is because you can open it from the front. So it's kind of been a problem. But I did, you know, yeah, my mom had one. She had to get rid of it, that part of it.
Yeah, my oven is electric, but I stopped using it once I got an air fryer. Everything, all the fish, the salmon, tilapia, no matter what it is, chicken patties. I still do a turkey burger in the
Chicken patties is top tier. But see, I can't fuck with that processed chicken no more. But if I go to Whole Foods or Costco or something, I find some good 100% chicken, like Chick-fil-A style patties that I could just air fry. Oh my God, my kids are going nuts. Cause I used to fuck with them cheap ones that you would get at the grocery store when I was a kid. Cheaper than that. It'd be like four of them in like a little pack that look like regular meat, but it'd be just them breaded patties. I had my granddaddy pop one of them bitches in the oven, just get it crispy on some regular bread, ketchup. Man, please.
That's what people knew back then. They didn't know
that
any
was
better.
That was Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
That was Chick-fil-A for sure. You know what I'm saying? You know, man, speaking of filet, fish filet is top tier at McDonald's.
I think
top three things from McDonald's.
I might have tried it, but I can't remember.
Haven't had it in years.
You haven't had the fish filet in years?
I used to get the fish filet. I haven't.
But you used to get it though, right?
Way back. Guess my dad only eats fish. My dad doesn't eat meat. All right.
No, I'm just saying I'm fucking with you. But no, so you got the fish filet back then. I get the fish filet whenever I go to McDonald's. That's like my go-to thing. I rarely get a burger. Maybe get some nuggets, you know what I'm saying? Try to trick myself into thinking that I'm at least a little healthier. But you're not. You know. You just gotta stop telling yourself that. Yeah.
I don't think the McDonald's slander is necessary when there's, because people would be talking like McDonald's is like the bottom tier fast food restaurant, and I disagree.
I disagree too.
What you're eating.
Jack in the Box is lower than McDonald's
for sure.
Is Wendy's lower than McDonald's? I don't think so.
Part of me wants to be like this. Wendy's is so inconsistent. It's crazy. Like, it's always been inconsistent. No matter, I used to eat.
That wasn't
Wendy's
a fart. That was my shoe. That's one because I didn't see it. Like, what the fuck? At 24 minutes and 38 seconds, he just go fart and move on while Amir talking. Go ahead, bro. My bad.
Wendy's is inconsistent to me.
Yeah, but okay. So
like sometimes their fries would be like, damn, and then other times it'd be like, why?
Okay.
Their strawberry lemonade is what's keeping them alive, in my opinion.
Okay, well, first of all, lemonade aside, we're both lemonades. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So obviously we gotta go. But I'm talking about, okay. Not their inconsistency at their best. Your best Wendy's meal versus your best McDonald's meal. I'm going to tell you like this. Fish sandwiches, I mean, I got to put McDonald's ahead of that little cod bullshit that Wendy's got for taste-wise, right? But then when it comes to, like, the Whopper versus, like, a fucking Baconator, it's like,
I'm not too experienced in the burger stuff.
Yeah, bro.
You don't eat meat
like that.
But it's like Wendy's, they don't freeze their burgers. You know what I'm saying?
That was the thing they used to tout or whatever.
So
as far as chicken go, I might give Wendy's the edge on the chicken sandwich.
Absolutely. Chicken sandwiches are fire at Wendy's.
But if it comes to nuggets, though, Wendy's is out of here. I'm sorry. Every time I go to Wendy's, they be a little rubbery.
Their nuggets is not the... Yeah, those nuggets could easily erase some kids' homework. You know what I'm saying? But hold on, Ben Frank, go to the YouTube, bro. So like now that you in the Patreon, come to the YouTube, like open up YouTube and the link so that you can talk to us in here, bro. Cause you know what I'm saying? I can't come out here and go to the Patreon. But like, you know what I'm saying? Come to the Ben Frank. Come to the YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Just click the link, open it up, and then you can talk to us in here. But yeah, Ben Frank said Wendy's burgers are better. For sure their burgers are better. But let's pull Burger King into it. Where's Burger King? Better than McDonald's or no?
No.
Ooh.
Across the board. Maybe it's the people talking burgers, maybe, but as far as like the stuff
I'm
that
talking
I
talking about, oh yeah, okay, yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, the stuff that I've had, their fries are
fish sandwich right. is not good.
Their chicken.
Their fries, you don't know which fries you're gonna get depending on what burger you're gonna get. I give you that.
Yeah.
But their burgers, bro, you don't eat burgers. Their burgers taste like they came off the grill of your house. Mm. Nobody else has that. And I don't know what they do to it. But
they got the Whopper, right?
Stay busy. What's the deal?
Burger King?
Yes.
Brandon, come on to the YouTube, bro. We'll talk about it. But he said, what about Steak and Shake?
Ooh.
Steak and Shake is not fast food to me.
It don't, and it's not that cheap either.
Yeah, Steak and Shake is not really fast food. Steak and Shake is like a novelty restaurant.
Because they're not everywhere like that.
Right?
I like Steak and Shake.
I put Chick-fil-A up there, but Chick-fil-A doesn't do burgers. So then they kind of like not, you know what I'm saying? It's just chicken.
Yeah. But I would put, for sure, I would put Chick-fil-A as a over McDonald's.
Of course.
It's just overall quality. Chick-fil-A probably the most consistent fast food restaurant that I've ever had, period. Like, coming from Atlanta, where it started, going anywhere else in the country, Chick-fil-A tastes like Chick-fil-A. Even college campuses, Chick-fil-A tastes the same.
I wish I could argue with that, but I don't think I can.
It's the same. Like, their food tastes the same across the country.
But I'm going to tell you this, though. Can I say this? I think that when you only do chicken, it's easier to be consistent, because I think KFC is consistent. I think that Popeyes is consistent. Now, Popeyes might dip down as it pertains to, you know, the ghetto-ness of the area, right? But for the most part, you know what I'm saying? Dex, what up, though? For the most part, though, yeah, like chicken restaurants, the ones that just do chicken across the board are pretty consistent.
Mm. Okay, I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, that is your, you know, but that's, the, I put In-N-Out burgers above McDonald's. And I know you don't do burgers.
But I've heard, you know, great things about In-N-Out before I moved
here. In-N-Out. But so, once again, though, they only got four things on the menu.
So how you feel about Fatburger then?
I don't fuck with Fatburger like that. Damn. And I haven't had a good Fatburger that I fuck with. But Fatburger is kind of like, we had this shit back in Detroit called Fuddruckers.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but I've heard of
it. Fatburger put me in a man of Fuddruckers. And Fuddruckers is like a burger restaurant more so than a fast food burger joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what, like White Castle. White Castle got a different kind of burger, right? But they pretty even across the board. Like, White Castle's is like 4 to 5 across the board, everything. Chicken sandwiches, fries, everything. This is the 4 across the board. They don't go below a 4, they don't go above a 4, but they like a 4 across the board. Five Guys, once again, I think Five Guys is better than In-N-Out.
Hmm. Five Guys' prices is crazy, though.
Right, but they only focus on burger. I think they do hot dogs.
So I don't eat burgers, but my ex at the time, we were going there, and I got a fucking grilled cheese, and I was like, it cost this much for a fucking grilled cheese and some fries?
How much was it?
It was like $10.
Hey, somebody stay busy fucking them up. He said, what about Culver's?
Culver's.
Nah, Culver's with that butter burger. Culver's is fire. Culver's got a fish sandwich that a fucking... Culver's got a fish sandwich that tastes like somebody's grandma with the fat, jiggly arms is back there making a fish sandwich. I swear to God, Culver's got a dog-ass fish sandwich.
I've heard about Culver's, but I never had it, though.
See, here goes my problem with Culver's. I put Culver's in the same spot that I put Cookout, right?
Mm.
Delicious, but not available enough places to be in the running.
You like Cookout?
Oh, I love Cookout, bro.
I feel like I'm biased because I ain't never had none of the burgers from any
right,
place. But Cookout always was the like late spot.
Late,
but
right.
It should never take. It well, always
bro,
seemed like
they
it
got
like,
some shit they
cheap.
Do. They got some shit they do with the grilled onions and the melted cheese on a hamburger, bro. It goes insane.
Hmm.
I ain't never had Burger Street, Takiya. But yeah, you know what I'm saying. And matter of fact, man, let me shout out to some of the CPs that's in here, man. Day, I was about to say Maya, but that's you. What do you think, Chris the Tech Guy, the ATX trans? I'm about to call you a transsexual. It's a terrestrial, the ATX terrestrial, trade terrestrial, nigga.
I was like AT extra terrestrial.
Extra.
Austin, Texas, terrestrial. Okay. What up, though? shit. Takiya Jones, James Russell, Stay Busy, Jamelia, Dex 44. We in this thing. Anyway, I ain't never had Burger Street. But yeah, I think, man, Culver's, bro, that fish sandwich. Me and my wife and kids went, we did that thing at Michigan State. We took them kids on a tour up there a couple of months ago. And then we stopped at Culver's on the way out and got some fucking butter burgers and fish sandwiches. And them bitches was fire. Like, fire. I beat somebody ass. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, I just thought about it.
Why would you have to pay for the burger?
No, and that's just like you fight. Like, not food the, be so not good, the, like, I'll fight somebody.
Not to pay for the burger, but like, food be so that? Good, you want to drive back up there and be like, look, if anybody fucking with y'all, just, you know, hang on my car, you let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, because, you know, nobody need to be fucking with y'all. So you just let me know what's up, and I'll spend the fucking block for one of them butter burgers and a fish sandwich.
Flat out.
Anyway, fuck my day up. What's going on today?
I will fuck your whole life up.
Yes.
I will fuck your whole life up right now.
Yes. Came with that.
And
instantly.
Yes.
If anybody here is like mentally, they're not.
Shout out to your patented collar style shirt.
I have 10 shirts like this.
I know. I didn't say that's the one. I said it's patented style. Go ahead.
Okay. So honestly, people
fix
at
your,
home.
Fix your thing because you popped it too hard. Like you was in the, like you was from the Bay. You popped that bitch too hard.
If anyone here is prone to any kind of hysteria or overly suggestible, I actually suggest you turn this off right now because it might mess with your head.
Why you didn't ask the host that? Like, I gotta be here. Why you didn't? You know what I'm saying? All right, come on.
Have you ever seen this movie called The Nightmare?
Welcome to the scariest place on earth, The Nightmare.
It's a documentary.
You got us gassed up, finna show us a movie clip.
No, it's not a movie clip.
I'm gonna eat these chips. I'm gonna put the mic away. You finna show us a movie clip? Go ahead.
Sorry. It's not a movie clip. It's about sleep paralysis. You ever heard of it? Mm-hmm. So the thing about sleep paralysis is that if you tell someone about your sleep paralysis, they're more likely to experience sleep paralysis, which means that you can't move, and a lot of people see what they think of as like an old hag on their chest holding them down, like some kind of monster. So that's why if you are susceptible, you should not watch this movie, The Nightmare. Okay. So in the 1980s, in the United States, there were a bunch of deaths among the Hmong people. And so these young men.
You said the Hmong people?
H-M-O-N-G. So sleep paralysis comes across all cultures. It's not just a Western thing. We think of it as the old hag because that's like in our, that's in our wheelhouse. That's what we think of as witches and so forth. That's Western. But all across the world, there are these things, there's sleep paralysis. And different people experience it in different ways. So these people, in the 70s and 80s, 117 died in their sleep. 116 did not have health problems. So these are healthy men that died in their sleep.
All in one night?
No. Not all in one night, but in their sleep they died, one by one. And they were like, what is this plague that's going on around these people? Basically,
the one nigga who didn't die killed him.
No, they all died. So there was one who had health problems, but the rest of them were like healthy young men. Median age was 33.
116 of the 117
were healthy
died.
Men.
And they're like, we don't know what happened.
No.
Just one nigga.
No, so it was 117 people died. One of them was not healthy. The rest of them were healthy.
Perfectly healthy men.
So all 117 of them died in their sleep.
Oh.
Yeah. So they couldn't figure out what it was, just this subgroup. These people were from, I think, Laos. They were from Laos.
Mm-hmm.
They were in America, mm-hmm. just this subgroup, just young men, and they were dying in their sleep. And they were like, what is causing this? Someone said Freddy Krueger in real life, pretty much. You know what? That's not too far off. That's not too far off. And basically, they had this really huge belief in the spirit world, that if they didn't honor their ancestors properly, that they would stop protecting them, their ancestors would stop protecting them from their version of the old hag. And then the rumor got around that that was happening, that we're not honoring our ancestors, they're not protecting us anymore. So over a period about 15, 20 years, because of this rumor, these people believed so much that their sleep paralysis would be fatal that it was.
You leaving out some shit. So this shit took 15 years to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it was over the 70s and 80s.
So it's all kind of shit that could have happened in 15 years of it. I thought this shit happened in like one weekend at a cabin, like a movie. And they were like, what's going on? What's going on with so-and-so? And then they go over there like, what's going on with Freddie? You talking about this happened for 15 years?
Yeah, but you name me one other group that had 117 men die in their sleep for no other cause. healthy young men. If that happened in the black community, people would be freaking out. They didn't get shot.
But they was from Laos, though. And they was not from, they was not in Laos. They was here, right?
They were here.
And it happened here.
It happened here.
Yeah, because some shit, you know. You know, it's just a different environment. It could have been carbon monoxide. You don't know what the fuck happens to
it
these people.
It wasn't. They gave themselves heart attacks.
Because they were scared.
They were so scared of this
thing. It took them niggas 15 years to have heart attacks.
Well, it's one happened this year and then another happened next year. When you think about it like that, like over the
when
course.
When you think about it like that, they was like, oh my God, it happened to him too? It's going to happen to me. And then they get scarier and scarier. Then it happened. And then it's be on their mind. Then they go.
Yeah, like this guy said, Day said, it's like Freddy Krueger in real life.
Man, it ain't fucked my day up. It's just a bunch of nerds believing in some bullshit, and now they gone.
That's what you get out of this.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They literally gave themselves heart attacks and died because they thought this supernatural thing would happen to them.
Man, grow the fuck up. Grow up. If Jesus came back, I'd probably have a heart attack. I ain't no way that nigga come back to me and make me not calm down. I'd be like, ah! I'm Jesus. Shh, right up. I'd be like, ah! Relax.
Now, this is amazing. This means that you can scare yourself to death in your sleep. People didn't really know about that before this. They didn't understand how powerful. It's called the nocebo effect. It's like the placebo effect where they can you can make yourself better through your thoughts. You can kill yourself through your thoughts as well. You can make medicine not work.
Mm.
And this is...
I believe we can fly.
Have you tried?
I really believe we could touch the sky. I think about it like every night and day. You know what I'm saying? We just grow some wings and just fly away. I believe we could soar. You can see me running through that open door. But no, I think we could do a lot of shit. We just don't know it. We haven't been taught. It's buttons on our body. We want to know how to press to activate our shit. So we just not, you know what I'm saying? Can I see your cord real quick for your computer?
My cord?
Yeah, the cord.
Oh, the cord? Of course. The
charger. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
So you really don't think this is interesting?
Nope, not at all.
You're wrong, CP. You're absolutely wrong.
I'm wrong for you, not thinking it's
interesting? Yes, you're wrong. These people died in their sleep, like a horror movie. Median age, 33. Scared themselves to death based on an idea that was going around, a rumor.
And they've been living in America for 15 years. They ain't found nothing over here to keep their mind off this bullshit. That's their fault. It's all kind of shit over here that's fun as fuck. You ever been to an arcade? Nigga, go to Dave & Buster's, nigga, and just go see a movie, nigga. Go ride some go-karts. Go to the batting cages. Go get on some hoes, nigga. Stop thinking about the fucking sleep paralysis, man. Go spend the night at somebody else's house. That's what you do. When you're scared, you go spend the night at somebody else's house.
Okay.
Get you a wife, nigga. That way you're not sleeping alone, bro. You scared of the dark. Bitch ass nigga gonna kill himself in his sleep because he's with scaredness. I just, you know, I don't know, man.
So if it happened to them, it can happen to anybody. Anybody. That's the thing about the nightmare is that these people got the idea that the old hag, one of their friends told them a story of the old hag. And then another one of them started experiencing it too.
See, that's another thing. I'm gonna beat one of my friends' ass. They come out of my house talking about, you ever heard the story about the one? Shut the fuck up with that bullshit and play the damn game. That's what sleepovers is for when you black. Play the damn game, nigga. We didn't tell those scary movies. Play the fucking game, nigga. Madden all night. Nigga, I want to hear that bullshit. You ever hear the one about when old man Snooger? Like, like, get the fuck out of here. No. And no one cares.
Yeah, well, a lot of people suffer from sleep paralysis. And when they do... And it goes
I know. I got friends who went to like Salem, Winston, and from around that area that say it's a lot of sleep paralysis that goes on in Salem. I believe there's some shit going on. 100%. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And what if you don't get up quick enough? What if these people actually saw their hag?
They probably did. It was probably a nightmare that they couldn't move from.
But it wasn't a nightmare if all of them are having it. So this is like a real spirit that they could see that wakes them up. See, now you get skeptical when I say, what if it's
like,
a real spirit?
It's like a
what
psychic,
do you want me to believe,
it's like
Maya?
A psychic virus.
No, it's not. It could be a real fucking demon.
I don't think it's a real demon.
Oh my God. So because if I think it's a real demon, you got a problem with that. But if I'm not interested, it is interesting because these people are psychologically, this is a phenomenon. It's not a phenomenon. Something is really killing them, and it's probably a demon monster.
So demon monster is more, all right. You know what?
You're ruling out demon monster.
Yeah, because some people aren't susceptible to it. 117
people died, and you ruling out demon monster.
Well, it's like 117 people died, right? But it also goes into the fact that people who believe in like Chinese astrology are more likely to die earlier from things they're warned about in Chinese astrology.
Who gathers that variable from a dead person? Little questionnaire. Did you believe in Chinese theology? Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like you be knowing mad headlines, but like that's as far as it goes.
Why
don't
do
think
you say that?
Because I don't think you really like. You're not really prepared for the unknown in these scenarios. You're prepared to take whatever they give you as the men in black flashy. These people told themselves they were scared. And then that's like what you'll fight on. It's like, dog, anything is possible.
A demon. You think a demon is more likely than a nocebo effect?
I think that the fact that we have an idea what a demon is, and it's across the board, it's like, yeah, there's some truth to the possibility that demons exist.
What is a demon then? Define demon.
I don't know. But I know that it's an entity that possibly could be.
What is a demon?
Oh my God, Maya.
You believe in them. Tell me what it is.
You know what a demon is.
You believe in it. Tell me what it is.
You know exactly what a demon is. A demon is an orange creature. No, I'm just playing. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But come on, Amir, please. Can you help me out here?
Amir, what's a demon?
Evil spirit, I guess.
Evil spirit. Now, do you believe in spirits?
I don't know.
Exactly. But you believe in 116 people collectively having enough fear to kill themselves, and then somebody doing a post-death interview. Hi, real quick. That guy. So what happened in there? Man, I was scared as hell and scared, and then that's why I'm here, man. I'm scared because I'm dead. Next question. So how do you feel? Dead? Dead? Real stiff? Like, what are you talking about, Maya? They don't know.
Because they know what a placebo is. So we know what a placebo effect.
What? Because they know what a placebo is.
This is the opposite of a placebo. It's the same effect.
Allegedly. So when I say allegedly, a demon killed all these people, you're like, oh my God.
Because the amount of steps you got to get to a demon being
somebody
real.
in the chat, please, if I'm wrong, please tell me.
What is a demon?
Please tell me. If Maya's right, I would drop it. Please tell me, though.
But you have to tell me what a demon is first. Because I can tell you what this is, but you can't tell me what a demon is.
You can't tell me what this is. You can tell me what that says. You can't tell me what... Maya, oh my God.
We'll talk about it then. No computer. Well, no computer. We'll talk about it without the computer.
I'm not looking it up.
Okay, so this is the opposite of the placebo effect. And the placebo effect is when you make yourself... better.
Right. That is an effect that people who have been put in a control group and an experimental group, given medication, some given a sugar pill and not really medication, others given the real medication and seeing how people with the sugar pill can begin to will themselves better, thinking that they've taken the medication because they've taken their mind off the doubt of ever having taken it. Through the physical act of taking it, that they in their mind have been taking it. Therefore, medicine theoretically isn't shit, but somebody giving us something that we take because we know we're taking it, and then we start feeling better because we know we took something. That's the idea, right? And I get that.
Okay, so then the reason, nocebo listen, effect listen, the opposite. Listen.
The reason why those experiments work is because we are the ones who administer those sugar pills. So we can control what's a placebo and what's actual medication, et cetera, et cetera. This is just speculation, Maya.
This isn't speculation. She's done a whole book on it.
But the whole book is speculation. She's just written about the fact that ain't it a coincidence how these people have all died. Now, let me try to justify that with the knowledge that I can convey without looking crazy. All right. They were all scared. Because a damn sure can't be a demon that killed them all. Because Freddy Krueger is just based on what? Stranger Things is based on what?
It's a story.
Yeah, Stranger Things is a true story. Then you get like this, where you're making me feel like I'm ridiculous, and you're just sitting back.
I just asked you what a demon was. You're just sitting back like,
look at this guy. Look at this guy be ridiculous and not even know that placebo is a placebo. No, no.
But you know what a placebo is. So why can't there be the opposite of that? Why can't the opposite of that be true?
The opposite of that can very much so be true, but you're not going to watch this fake experiment that they did with these people who are dead and try to justify what happened so that nobody gets scared. Well, I read an article recently that where a CIA agent said that if you really knew what was going on out here, you would not want to leave your house. It's like, right, it's some shit going on. So why don't you, the conspiracy person, let's dig deep and find out some instances of demons. You want to know what a demon is? You have a computer. Let's look up what the freak a demon is.
Well, isn't this just reading headlines then? If we're just looking it up on a computer, what's the difference between this and reading?
Ain't no difference, but if I feel like maybe if I could find you a couple headlines to read, maybe you might believe it. Am I right, Amir? Yahtzee! Yahtzee! If I find some headlines, maybe the headlines will back up what I'm Yahtzee trying to say.
Find me some headlines, CP.
You find them. You got the computer.
I have them right here.
I put some Capri Sun in this sparkling water, made me a little champagne. So if I'm fried, excuse me. That shit nasty as fuck.
I don't think we should just jump to something being demons.
What do you mean?
Because we don't know.
Maya, why don't you want to look it up? You scared to have that on your search
it's
history?
It's right here. It's right here. It's right here. We saw a crawling demonic figure haunting the woods.
No. Not from the New York Post. I'm talking about like YouTube. Let's look up demons in Hollywood. Ooh.
Ooh. Have you met any?
I don't know.
Do you have stories, CP?
Oh my God. No, I don't have no stories, but I just want to know what the fuck going on. Maybe it's some demons. Demons to kill you in your sleep. Look up demons killing you in sleep. Yeah. And it'd be like some girl, a little white girl in Illinois, like, someone out there help. My friends are all dead. I don't know what to do. And their parents don't believe me.
Well, the thing that you just described is describing this movie, The Nightmare. The demon, the old hag, the night hag. That's described in this movie.
Right.
That's a phenomenon that we know. And that's the same thing of this.
So can I ask you a question?
That's something we understand already.
How come the old hag can't be a demon?
Like, it's real. Well, because you can't define what a demon is.
It's not my responsibility to describe what anything is. It's just, you know, things exist whether or not I'm able to describe them.
An evil spirit thought to possess a person or torment them in hell.
Bam.
I mean,
so
it's if you believe in it. A lot of times this only works if you believe in it. Like the witch doctor, witchcraft only works on you if you believe
really,
in it.
What is it? And oh my God, can I? Does that sound like a full circle? It only works if you believe in it. Didn't we just talk about shit being placebo and nocebos and how all these people, whatever they believed in, must have been the thing that killed them. If they all believed in a demon, maybe a demon could have killed them all. Then you not just justify.
So you're just saying what I said, except you said it as a demon and it's not fear.
But
so
this just, is just but, fear. But it's just so funny how a demon falls right into this category of a placebo and nocebo. And when you bring up the story and I say demon, all of a sudden I'm ridiculous.
Because you never defined demon. You just said
I
it was a demon.
You just defined it for me. And it fell right into what this is, and we're back where I said. That's like you're like that teacher who's like, okay, that's the answer, but how, show your work. It's like sometimes you just know it because you know it. 7 times 7 divided by 7. You just know it. I don't got to write all that shit out. It's
all
7.
All right, CP, I don't know where you're going with this.
Man, I don't know neither. You brought it up.
Yeah, because I find this story fascinating, and it stumped people for a long time, but you know what?
So why are you getting mad? What about the demons? Look up demons. Amir, please talk. Please talk, because you're just letting us just go through this, man. Come on, man.
I mean, I'm listening.
Amir's just listening.
Amir got the best seat in the house. He's watching like he courtside. He's the engineer.
I'm listening to what y'all saying.
You're producing this, man. We just over there just like, we're crashing and burning because of Maya's beliefs and her belief system.
What are my belief system? What is my belief system?
You obviously believe in demons.
That's crazy.
You believe in sleep demons. Sleemans. Sleemans.
I believe you can think yourself dead.
You can think yourself dead?
You can think yourself dead. It's called the nocebo effect. And I think that people should learn about it. Because people do it all the time. They make themselves sicker than they need to be. People say that, oh, if you go in this area, you're going to smell something and it's going to make you sick. And they go and they smell something and it makes them sick and there's nothing there.
Well, there are people who are fart hunters. And you know those people who be like, somebody over there farted. They be like, for real? That's crazy. I'm going to go over here. They go over there, try to smell it. It's crazy. I don't know what that is about. People who like the smell of gasoline, you know what I'm saying? Those are also considered fart hunters. Gas sniffers, you know? If you fart hunters probably eat ass probably more, theoretically, when you think about it. Fart hunters. All right, so that didn't fuck my day up. I'm sorry, Maya. And that's what made you mad, is that my day continued to be beautiful, even though that 117 people got murked by some indica. So, something else, please. Thank you. Another topic. Something else.
Okay.
Interesting. I've been sending you DMs about stuff. Did you get the messages?
I got this one about the facial recognition software.
This is an easy win for you. This is your chance to tell me that I'm right.
About what?
The robots are not equipped to take over. I saw this and I was like, you know what? I have to send this to Maya. Dang, why did I bring this outside the house? God damn it. I gotta tell y'all, you know, I gotta tell y'all the truth. Maya was right. The robots aren't as smart as we think they are. This man, they use facial recognition to put this man in jail for a theft in Louisiana that he's never even been to Louisiana. I've never been to Louisiana. You know how scary this is? You know how scary this is?
People look like each other.
Some super duper handsome, charismatic dude down in Louisiana do a crime and then they come get me?
You don't have to worry about that, CP. But I see where you're coming from. Yeah, people look like each other, and they don't want to admit it, but doppelgangers are real.
Hey, man, forget you, Maya. Talk about I ain't got to worry about that. Whatever. Whatever. Big chicken little head.
Don't be mad about it.
You're mad because you had to fuck my day up with the kid, people sleeping, and I don't give a fuck about their deaths. Not like that. Rest in peace to the dead, but I'm saying I don't care about how scared they was. They were all smoking dope. And it took 15 years. They probably just was eating bad. You got over here and they have 15 years of McDonald's and 15 years of Taco Bells and shit. Man, they killed themselves. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. So the facial recognition software pinned him for a crime that was committed in Louisiana. He'd never been to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it works by going after certain points, like the distance between the eyes and the nose and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you, as a painter, I get a fairly good likeness of people. I get almost exact likeness of people. But if you screw up and you get a brush stroke off here and there, that's a different human. And that's why.
So this is what we talked about last week as a follow-up to whether or not you would like facial recognition to single people out that maybe talk bad about you in the crowd and get them out of the thing. I mean, if it's them, it's them. Their ass got to go. But I feel you. This shows that it's like we are a ways off from being able to independently or to being, you know, being able to wholeheartedly depend on this kind of shit.
Yeah.
You got me.
The AI software also, the ones that do your picture, they're not close enough. Like if an artist were to turn in some of that work as, here's a portrait I've done of you, a lot of them would get rejected because they just don't look enough like the person. And that's something that I think humans are better at telling than machines right now. We can recognize two people that might, like, someone looks like CP, mm-hmm. but he's not exactly CP. Like, I would be able to tell which one is the real CP, and a computer might not be able to tell just yet.
Yeah, you know who the real Don Dada is, you know what I'm saying? Who some other fake nigga is. You're like, you ain't CP. You're like, I am CP. You know what I'm saying? I'm a pound, but you know that ain't me. Bottom line, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. I would know.
I know if it was a fake Maya, too, but if it was a robot, I couldn't tell. Because if it did your voice real good, I'd be like, man, Maya.
If it was too nice to you, you'd know.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. Because you're not very nice. Y'all think Maya's nice, but Maya take her little shots. She told me I ain't had nothing to worry about. Whatever, Maya. That was bold. That was very mean. People expect me to be mean, and I could do that, but not you. That's pretty bold. Hurt people's feelings. Hurt people. So you need people to talk to, you know. Talk to somebody about that. Don't be rude to everybody. It's like, nah, I'm bullshit. All right, what else we got, man? We got about another 15 minutes. Talk to me about something else.
Well,
you was right about this, by the way. Give your props.
Sorry. They'll get us in time, just not today. So some people, two friends can eat the same exact thing, and one gets fat and one doesn't get fat. And mm-hmm. they're like, well, it's calories in, calories out. That's not the case. So they studied the poop in a bunch of these people, and they realized that for 40% of the people, they're actually taking more energy out of the food than other people. So those people are getting heavier.
The people who need more energy from the food are getting bigger?
The people who are taking more energy from the food, they're digesting it better. They're processing it better. Those people are heavier.
Mm. That kind of makes sense.
And yeah. So it's like people, they're not storing it, essentially. Like, they're like, the body's basically saying, I don't need it.
Well, no, skinny people aren't holding on to it long enough.
Well, it's not even that. It's that the fat people are doing a better job of getting all the nutrients and stuff out. So when they test the poop afterwards, the fat people's poop has less nutrients in it.
Mm.
Mm.
So they don't need to eat as much, I guess, because their body's more efficient.
So you're saying fat people eat less?
No, they eat the same amount some of them eat the same amount as regular people. But their bodies are just better at taking all that nutrition out of it.
So it's like they're getting what they need out of...
Less food. Mm-hmm.
Got you. So they've been had what they need, but they just keep eating, you know, because it's like a regular meal. That makes sense. I mean, you know, damn, that's deep.
Yeah, people get mad at fat people. They say it's their fault, it's da-da-da. But if people are taught to finish what's on their plate and people don't need to finish what's on their plate, then some people are just going to get heavy. It's not even on them.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, a lot of that shit they can't help anyway.
Yeah, they say the fatter the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Who said that?
I just said it right then. I didn't really expect you to ask me who said it. People just be making up fake quotes. Like, well, you know, people do say. Who said it? You're like, fuck, I don't know.
People.
Yeah, people, shit. The people who say it.
I feel like that's how a lot of it started anyway. You know, you heard about such and such. I'm like, what? Good story.
I want to talk about one more conspiracy, man, but I don't want to get into too deep of a one without.
Which conspiracy?
I got to leave him on a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good conspiracy to do right now? What's really at the bottom of the ocean? Let's talk about that.
Well, last week you had talked about underwater lakes.
Mm-hmm. And someone researched it, right? But did you research it too?
Well, if what you're talking about is brine pools.
Where you can't penetrate it?
That this brine, so ultra-salinated water, collects at the bottom of the seafloor. And so, I mean, it's toxic, basically. There's no oxygen there, so nothing lives in there. So normal mud bottom, and then this will be brine. I'm sure, I mean, not nothing lives in there, but regular life can't live in there. Is that what you were talking about? These ultra salt water pools at the bottom?
Maybe. It's like these things where you just can like press on top. Somebody sent me one. I don't know where they sent it to me yet. I don't know.
You said that's salt, right?
Yeah, this is
collection of salt. Then that could be what this is. Because if you know, what sea is that? Is that the Dead Sea? Where people was like, it's so salty that it makes you buoyant, so you can't really go under the water. Like, realistically, they say you can't drown. I'm sure it's possible. But there's so much salt in the water that
they say that
you
like
afloat.
You like can't stand up or something like that, or you can't.
You float in the Dead Sea.
Yeah, you afloat in the Dead Sea. So it's like if this brine pool is so salty to the point where it's like you can't penetrate it because nothing can go through that salt thing. That would make sense. So yeah, you can't penetrate
see
it.
I want to see it though. Can you saw some videos?
Let's see.
But is there like a mermaid style people? Like like that Black Panther shit, bro. Like is our people, is it something living in that damn ocean? And it could be. It's a whole world. It's bigger than the land. What is this?
This is a brine pool. Let's
see. Just be aware.
Yep.
So under there.
Come on. So as we come up, so that wall looks pretty fragile, and I would imagine, you know.
Did you want a 10-meter move or a 10-meter
move? We could do a 10 for now.
Clara wants to know what happens if we were to rip a hole in the edge of the brine pool. I think we would make lots of enemies.
The whole Gulf of Mexico will pour into that.
It's like we would drain the Gulf of Mexico. We would drain the brine pool, I think, for sure. So we're not going to do that.
No, I see him there.
If Chuck Fisher is listening, Chuck was adamant about you can't drain the brine pool. I'm sure Eric feels the same way.
You can't drain the brine pool.
So there's something else.
Oh,
look at
this
crabs.
Yeah, look at that one.
Oh, wow. You getting some of those screen checks?
It's a dead crab. Yeah. It is a dead crab.
See, there we go. And there's an amphipod, right? There's an amphipod right under there. You see that amphipod down there on the right, Brennan?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
So there's a dead amphipod. That's what we mean by the jacuzzi of despair. These types of bigger, larger organisms, these larger organisms really don't like to be in this fluid. Or maybe they just come here to die.
That's awesome.
The pickled, there's a pickled crab.
Go for it.
Yeah, and so you see that whitish material. That's definitely looks. Oh, that maybe that actually looks like halite. Those are cubes, aren't they? The minerals on the white.
All right, stop.
Yeah, so that's
this is not what I was talking about. This shit look dirty and ugly too.
That's huge.
It's some other shit. It's different. It's like ocean water. I don't know where people be sending me shit at, though. It'd be all on DM. It'd be all kind of shit.
It says ocean?
Mm-hmm.
In the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's in the Gulf, so that's connected to the ocean.
Yeah, this is the...
But it's like blue water that they just was like padding up against, like...
Look. Did they send that to you?
I don't know where they sent it to me at, though. But, I mean, it should be able to be looked up, though.
All I could find was about brine pools.
Look up something about like mermaids or some shit like that.
Oh yeah, this is not real.
What was that?
Top 10 mermaids removed by mysterious men or caught on camera.
This only is- as Maggie shows the moment an alleged mermaid was pulled out of the water at a beach in Minnesota. According to Maggie, the beach was closed off before the arrival of military vehicles. Men in yellow hazmat suits got off and walked towards the shore, one of them walking further into the water and appeared to be pulling something in. The other figure was waiting with a portable stretcher. It became apparent that they had come to collect something from the water. Fearing for his safety, the tourist quickly left the scene. The short video clip he took was enough to set social media ablaze. Zoomed in stills from the video clearly shows the figure's large green tail. One of the photos, one of the men seems to be pulling the figure's arms up. Tail plays it into the stretcher. A few viewers have accused this video of being a hoax, though, but that'd be pretty elaborate to pull off, really.
That would not be elaborate
mermaid
to pull off
found
at all.
Yeah, that's India. Fake as
hell. India is known for a lot of mythical beings, but mermaids aren't one of them. At least until now. The video shows a distressed female with long hair and the signature fish tank. She was tangled in garbage and did her best to crawl away from the water. She actually let out a weak growl at the onlookers and looked unsure of what to do. People on social media reported that the mermaid sighting happened on the Mangalore beach in Karnataka. But fact-checkers were quick to bust this myth, sending links to the short film that this clip was cut from. The film was actually created to celebrate World Oceans Day. This particular clip was meant to show the consequences of polluting our seas. What makes you think? What would you do if a real-life mermaid in distress was crawling up to you?
Man, turn this off.
Mermaid sighting in Israel.
I remember that one up on the rocks, but it looks so fake. Hold on, right there, look.
Yeah, I just don't, how would they breathe? Because fish usually breathe by gills.
Look at this. You saw that?
It looked like a fish went back in the ocean. I didn't catch the top.
It turned around. It was like a, that was a dolphin. Dog, what if it's some shit, dog? Like, I mean, all of this stuff is just too hoaxy. I feel like when I see a lot of hoaxes, I feel like that's a way to, like, deter us from thinking that shit is real. Just like the giants and shit they was talking about. I showed you that, right? We talked about that. It's like, dog, like, shit is really out here. What's in the mountains? Look at what lives in the mountains. See what happens.
Sheep, deer, mountain goats.
Bigfoot.
I mean, people. There are people who, you know, live up there. What is this? Snow leopard. I mean, so you think giants live up there?
I mean, I think that it's just parts of this world that we do not fucking get to know about.
Define giant. You mean like 8 feet tall people or 10 feet tall people?
Look at this right here. I don't know how to share this with you, but man captures. Hold on, it's on an ad right now. But like something is going on, man. It's just like, look, put it like this: the same way that we catching police brutality on camera now because there's cameras everywhere. It's harder for different phenomena to happen without being able to catch it on camera, which is like why we seeing a surge in certain levels of shit. Like, we got to stop being naive and acting like, oh, it's just faded, doing a hoax. Like, they know that they have to release this footage and all of this shit. So some of them, it's almost like hoaxes play into their plan.
We also can't underestimate how many people will just fuck people's minds for fun. A lot of people fuck with people's minds, right, just for fun.
But they do understand what they're doing to the research. Like, they're like they're not stupid. They're destroying the research by making all these hoaxes, and I feel like that's by design.
Yeah, we can't. We also can't. Just because we see things on TikTok, people make stuff up all the time, just to get a rise out of people and just to have fun. Like, people are really messed up, and they're really cruel to each other. I did a video recently on people who made up a whole movie. It was for fun, but it was just like, you've never seen this movie that exists, but it's like they had made up that whole movie and made up the movie posters and made up the trailers too. Mm-hmm. And they just did it so that they could have something to hold over other people. Now, it was an inside joke. It was all for fun. But we can't underestimate how common that really is. Fake tweets, and not all the time is it to make people feel stupid or to make people waste their time. Sometimes they're just bored and in their rooms. Now, if you're talking about maybe there was a tribe of people that's like 7 feet or above, now that could make some sense. They're not quite giants, but maybe they're like, there are people in the Sudan that average very, very high, very tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I mean, that's just a tall-ass family of people genetically. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But I'm talking about, dog, it's just shit out here that we got to stop. We only know about what's under our fingernail about this earth. And so I just think that ruling out anything is just kind of foolish. You don't want to rule out nothing because you don't know. It's so much that it's so much that we don't know. We don't know.
Then why would they look like humans? Like if there is a big group of people, not even people. If there is an animal species that is very big, why do we assume they look like humans? That's very self-centered of us to assume that they would even look like humans. They might look like something else entirely, and they'll still be very big. That's a different kind of ape creature.
That's very true, too. And maybe they look so big, and we won't even know how to look for them. We don't even know what they look like. They could be, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's like a lot of people think that when we meet aliens, they're going to look like us. There's no reason to think they're going to look like us.
We might be the giants, and that might be the whole play on it. Might be some very, very small things going around that we don't even know about. You know, it's just like, who knows, dog? And maybe this could just be it. This could just be what we are is just it. We just some, you know, this is it, and this is what it is. And on every other planet that has life, they're doing the same exact shit because it is what it is. And we like to think that everybody's more advanced, and they're not. And everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, that could be true. But I'm just ready for the proof, man. I want to see some shit. I want them to invite me to the White House and them take me down in the basement and show me the real files and be like, don't tell nobody this shit.
Are you prepared for there not to be any proof, for things to just be the way they are?
I mean, that's always been the reality.
Yeah.
So why would I not be prepared for the reality to be what the reality is?
I don't know. It's a question I ask everybody.
Yeah, I think I'm prepared for shit to be exactly what the fuck it is. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. What you think?
I mean, you got to go where the evidence leads.
You got to
think, even these people with that have like gigantism that grow to be too big. Sometimes you're not able to scale a certain organism. Like there's a max that a human can be before the heart gives out. There's right. a max that even ants can be before their joints stop working. So, I mean, sometimes you just got to be like, well, what's the science? And if there is, maybe there was another ape creature. Like, we're Homo sapiens. There used to be Homo Neanderthals. There used to be a tiny little creature that was Homo florentiensis. Those were mini humans. So if there was a different hominid
creature. Wait a minute. There were tiny little humans?
Yeah. Homo florentiensis. And they lived in...
Tiny little homos?
These guys.
Homo florentiensis.
So they were like mini. So maybe to them. Now,
those are lightweight little people. Rhymes with Bidget.
Well, let me click on it. So Homo florentiensis. So 106 centimeters. Okay, so what are we talking? Like 3 feet? Where's my phone? So to them, we might be the giants. Maybe somehow we interbreed with them and their stories got passed down to us. And now we're the giants.
That's, 41 inches, 3.5 feet, basically.
3.5 feet. So these are little people. And so we can see this. Can you see this chart up on the screen? So we descended from Homo erectus. What's that you're looking at, CP?
Some lady just knocked this dude out with a bowling ball, hit him in the back of the head.
Oh my God. That's awful.
Yeah, it is awful.
Is he dead?
I think so.
No.
He didn't die?
No.
You saw the video?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I don't want no day no big beefy ass, stronger than you ass woman. She just knocked the shit out that nigga with that bowling ball. You can't even... Ain't no fear. Like, bitch, shut your ass down. Okay, I'm with you. No, it's like, bink. It's like, all right, bitch, goddamn. Let a nigga be a man. Why you gotta knock niggas out? I don't know what he said. He probably getting on her nerves. I get that, but goddamn. When you look at it, she like a security guard somewhere. Ain't nothing wrong with big girls, though. Shout out to big girls. I'm talking about them goddamn bodybuilding looking ass. Just strong titties. Titties can do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. Jesus Christ. If your woman can knock you out with a fucking bowling ball, you don't need to be with her. She needs to be with a bigger nigga that can block that shit and be like, shit your ass down.
I think a bowling ball knock anybody out though.
Yeah, that's of course. Crazy. But
a girl can get up and swing a bowling ball at you good enough to where you can't get away. Think about it. I met your lady, bro. Can she swing a 14-pound bowling ball to where she could get you with like she could? Cause she really her arm to get that bowling ball up to your head. Think about it.
Probably. But it takes some force.
Yeah,
obviously.
It'll but take that's what a make lot. That's what
people were saying that the video was probably like it was some like fake too.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because it was just like he got hit and then he like when he got up he had like hella blood on this side but he got like hit here.
Well, did he hit his head on the ground? That, if he hit here and then.
But it looked like, but at the same time, it looked like he fell like under the couch type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but
and then it's just weird. And she like rolled a strike afterwards. Or it was like, yeah, get the strike though, get the strike on the video. Yeah. And then she rolled a strike and then it was like. I don't know. It could be real. I don't know.
It could be real. So
people be doing some strange stuff. Some
ghetto, amazing shit. That's crazy. I feel like when I play Grand Theft Auto, but Call of Duty, I try to play like I'm an action star and just try to just go balls through the wall and don't be all cautious. You know what I'm saying? Or like I do better when I got somewhere to go and I'm like, all right, couldn't get this kill. And we running late, so I'm going to hurry up and go, but I end up doing real good. Like, let me just die before I go. I do great when I'm under that pressure, but when I just sit down, it just be like too much pressure. You play video games, Maya?
No.
Do you think you're too good to play video games?
I'm busy.
Yeah, you think you're too good.
I'm just busy.
Did you get your Steam deck fixed, bro?
They gave me a replacement one. It's coming next week.
Are you going through withdrawals?
Yes.
Do you have to upload all your shit to that one, or do you have it all on an external?
No, I got the. I bought a SSD to put in there before, so I just update it and then pop it in.
Gotcha.
But I really haven't been playing games as much.
Why don't you just get like a Steam thing that you just plug into the TV?
I have a PC.
So get a Steam thing and plug into the PC.
No, like, I mean, I haven't been playing games because I play so much on my Steam Deck.
Gotcha. Man, they putting Steam in the Teslas now, man. But of course, it's only for the new ones, not for mine. Man. I didn't get that. Bitch, why nobody talking to you? I had to get another tire today. It's my fifth tire in like since August.
Since August, goddamn.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I had potholes and that car is so heavy and them wheels are so heavy, bro. That shit's just like, man. That shit is. But I ain't got paper gas or oil or transmission fluid or steering fluid or whatever the fuck else other kind of fluid niggas had to put in that shit. It's only windshield wiper fluid in that motherfucker. So every now and then I gotta drop $500 for a tire. It hurt like a motherfucker because back in the day, $500 was a whole set of tires.
Yeah, $500 for one tire is a lot.
That's crazy. Like, I'd be wanting to go up in that bitch and just bite people. Like, you niggas are crazy charging for these tires. But whatever, it is what it is, man. Maya, I apologize. For being so desensitized that sleep paralysis shit didn't fuck me up. I know that really upset you.
Upset me is you said I only read headlines and I actually read many, many, many books on top of that. And then I go to the original sources. So for you to say I only read headlines is sort of belittling all the work I do. That's so, what upset me.
So let me.
Because don't pull like, oh, whatever. Like, no. I'm not one of these people out here that just reads a headline and is like, da da da. You've obviously never seen my YouTube. You've obviously never seen the amount of work I do.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. It just seems as if you have a hard time believing in anything that you can't physically read or experience. It's almost as if for you to be the co-captain on a conspiracy theory podcast, but not believe in anything other than that.
I need real evidence. We can't all be out here being falling for every hoax.
Will not make it a conspiracy anymore.
Some conspiracies are true. There are conspiracies going on right now that are true that would fuck with your head, and we cannot talk about here because it would get us canceled. I believe in. We're not talking about it. It would get us canceled. There are real conspiracies, but they're not. There's giants. There's mermaids. There's actual people who control our government. or control the people who control our government.
And those and people are aliens.
No.
And those people are tall whites, it's not even the grays. And, you know, they have super soldiers. And
they really are making X-Men worse than that. It's even worse than that. So those are the conspiracies I believe in. I believe it's in there's worse, real
like
stuff. What?
Like the Russians and that kind of shit and the Asian Chinese people?
The Asian Chinese people?
Well, or the
what other kind of Chinese people are there?
American Chinese people?
Okay, fine. The point is there are real conspiracies. There are actual conspiracies. Like what happened with Alzheimer's, what's going on in the medical communities are real conspiracies. And when
I
and
told
there's
you
evidence.
That they're stealing people's organs, and you said, no, they're not. It's too much of a liability. I'm like, oh.
I brought you that story. Regardless. I'm saying there are real conspiracies. And if we fall for every single thing that people say, then we're going to lose our credibility. Because people are like, oh, you fall for everything.
But they all tie in together, though.
No, like, they don't. That is a way to distract us. They don't all tie in together. As humans, we're supposed to be making patterns and all this other shit. So when they give us a bunch of superfluous information and we make patterns that aren't there, we're wasting our time from facing the real conspiracies.
So they're putting UFOs in the sky to distract us from what they're doing in the government.
A lot of people will say the government are putting UFOs in the sky.
A lot of people would say that.
And why does the government come out and the government has a whole show on this? Why would they do that if it's not to make us think of something else and not show
so
us what they're really doing.
So it's not to begin to soften the blow by desensitizing us to be able to start exposing the truth that we don't know what's going on.
There could be any number of things. They could be doing that so that they could fake an alien contact so they can have more control. You have to question everything. And
I
then question it more.
Question everything.
Man, you think giants are up on mountains and stuff.
No, but I don't think that they're not, though. That's what you're mad about.
I'm mad that you insulted the work that I do.
I'm
that's
sorry,
why I'm
Maya.
Mad.
I'm not trying to insult the work that mm-hmm. you do. But what I'm saying is that sometimes the work that I feel like you're doing is the work of someone who has been tricked by the government to not think that certain things are... It's like...
No, what
the
they
things
do,
that you say are so perfectly in line with what they want us to believe. It'd be like,
no, they want you following these stupid little things so that you don't focus on the real things, so that they can do the real things in front of your face, take all your life savings, put poison in your kids' bodies, and do all this thing. And no one's going to question it because they're too busy focusing on mermaids.
But that, too, is a theory in itself.
No, it's not. Okay, what's this? This right here. Actual food dye that people put in their system all the time.
Red 40 and all that?
Yeah. That shit will give you colitis. That's real. This is a headline, but it's from an actual
but
paper.
But it's not a conspiracy, though. Red 40 has been in
this
Capri.
This is
Red 40. Capri cells, but like...
Red 17. All this shit is put... This is what they're doing. And this is so in your face. And so here's the evidence for it
that
people don't even...
People don't even care about it. Their lips. And it's on the... You know, it's like... It's... Yeah, like, dog, there are no, believe it or not, Starbursts are not made out of real trigger berries. Like, dog, this is, of course.
But here's the thing, is they'll put this stuff and they'll put it in your face, but because it's not exciting, people want to focus on little things and they don't want to do anything about the actual things. Like, there's chemicals in the water that are turning the frogs. Nobody cares because of whatever reason. But man, if you put a video on TikTok that says there's a mermaid, everyone stop everything they're doing and talk about this mermaid. What about the fact that the Food and Drug Administration is bought off? Why don't we talk about that?
We can talk about that, Maya, but the thing about the mermaids and the UFOs and the things that they've been lying to, like moon landings and all that shit, like I said about 20 minutes ago, the fact of the matter is that we have a lot more cameras around now. So what happens is the folklores that happened 100 years ago where they talked about it but they had no way to document it, those same events now, some of them are being documented, whether there's an explanation for it or not. It's not an alien, it's a raccoon that got all the hair washed off of it and it looked like a demigorgon dog. That's fine. But we're seeing those things as opposed to hearing about those things now.
And we see that they're hoax most of the time. But the fact that they conspired to make us think of this thing about Alzheimer's or dope sick, where they got the whole country addicted to opium and nobody seems to care because they care about, like, little conspiracies, I'm like, come on.
So, the 117 people being scared of a demon that they claim that they're not protected from, all dying, and you say is not because of a demon. When I say that,
it's a fear mechanism within our own head.
But they literally said, if we don't do this,
you said you didn't care about the demon.
Because, no, I said I didn't care about the sleep paralysis or the movie. But the fact of the matter is, what I do see is that if those people say a demon's going to get us in our sleep if we don't do this, and everybody's like, yeah, right, and then they die in their sleep, and everybody's like, well, I wonder what did it. It's like, fam, they told you.
But it's the same thing. It's the same thing that witch doctors. If a witch doctor puts a curse on you and you die that way, it's the same mechanism. And if we can find the mechanism, then that's important. I'm not fighting with you right now. I'm not.
That's cool for one or two people, but 117 of them, you think that's a mechanism?
You said you didn't care about it. You said this did not ruin my day. You
were like, it didn't ruin my day. It didn't ruin my day because it was like, it was.
Because you're a difficult person, CP.
No, I'm
you're
not.
A difficult person. You want to make me seem like a difficult person. But it is you who is a difficult person. Amira, what do you think?
I don't have any dog in this fight.
Because Amira knows I'm right, and he doesn't want to say that because he has to work with you on a few other podcasts, so it's a pretty big deal. We're not going to go there. Amir, I will never put you in the middle of this. You know, it's just like, you know, some people, you know, yeah, it's just, it's just funny because you think I discredited your work, and I apologize, like I said, but it's like, I do think that none of the stuff that you think is shocking is outside of the wheelhouse of what a lot of people think is possible. Like, we all think that they're fucking up the food. Like, we all know that, you know, the red dye and this or this and that. Like, we all have heard that, and we all have kind of come to that realization at some point or another. We all haven't come to the realization that we're not alone on this planet as a humanoid species, or that what's being found in the Antarcticas, or who is really in power on this planet. Maybe they've been in power on this planet for thousands of years and we don't know. And why they feel like the imagination that we're drawing from all these different authors and these different directors and these different animators and these different computer generated graphic designers are coming up with similar designs for different things like demons and like monsters and, you know, like stuff coming out of Middle Earth and stuff like that, that all come attached to, in my opinion, what the elites know that a lot of people don't know, which is the answers to some of whether or not this is fake, that's fake, et cetera, et cetera, which is what the idea of this whole podcast is about, is deciphering through what's the bullshit and what's something worth looking into, to looking past what they've kind of described to us as the explanation for these things. I think that, you know, looking through the government's bullshit is a part of it, but there are things that they can't hide.
Like, they don't hide it. They put it up.
Nobody distributed. I mean, nobody, there was no dispute about the Red 40, but people still are drinking the Red Pop and eating the Red Hot Cheetos.
Because they don't care about the truth.
Because they don't care.
They just want to have a conspiracy. But that's not the truth.
That's not out there, right? That's not like cigarettes kill people. Yeah. Nicotine and alcohol, cirrhosis your liver. That's not the truth that's not out there. That's the truth that they trusted us enough to have and decide what we wanted to do with, and we decided that we didn't care. Now, why would they not decide about aliens or about the truth about whatever, and we decide that we don't care? Like, we decide all the time stuff that can kill us. We know about atom bombs. We know about who has the key to the nukes. We know about, and we live our lives every day. But there are things that they don't trust us with, and it's like, why? Why, when you guys trust us with so many fucked up things that we have to swallow and be like, oh, well, I guess, you know, it is what it is. You know, gas prices cost this much because whatever, or, you know, we could be bombed on at any time by this country. We got this beef going to war. Our people are dying in war. We don't know why. We don't know what they're fighting over. Or we do know it, and we, whatever. all of these things we have to continuously know about and just continue to trudge on. But there is so much secrecy and red tape around these things. And that too could be by design. Like, hey, secrets over here, but the truth is over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is a overplay for the underlay kind of shit. But I don't think that these kind of conspiracies are not connected to the business of making this world and the people in it who are the sheep think that they're safe and that everything is just a big resort like we do in America.
The government could come out and say that they're secretly run by lizard people and that they've been poisoning the water and that there is a plan to control the population. But don't worry about it because there's also mermaids. Nobody would care about the first part and they would just start focusing on the mermaids.
I absolutely disagree. That's how people are. I absolutely disagree. But I do think that they could tell us. I think that people
would
be...
They do. The CIA publishes all the shit they do. Nobody cares. So nobody cares.
Do you think it's lizards in the government? Do you believe in reptilians?
No. That was a joke.
I mean, okay. But you say that, but there are people who...
They come out and they publish thousands upon thousands upon thousands of documents of what they have done and what they're doing. Nobody cares.
So then when they release a movie about it, because people are going through those files, people who are looking for, you know, ways to tie and attach the story to reality, and they go in and they make a movie in Hollywood and then we start believing the movie, and the movie is based on the verbiage.
Loosely.
I mean, right, they got to make it entertaining. But then we're fools for believing the movie.
Well, you're better off believing the facts before the movie. And if you base your facts on a movie, then it's...
Okay, I get that.
You got to understand reality, and then you play with it.
Just understand that there was no, you know, books came first, and then movies came, right? And movies aren't supposed to replace books, but they are a way to, you know, they are one of the alternatives to books is movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and movies can be the books of our time when the time comes for us to be examined and studied the way that we studied the Egyptians. And we don't know if the hieroglyphics are just picture stories for them and stories that they told, because they're not here to interpret that. We read that or try to interpret it, and then we try to guess what their life was like. Mm-hmm. And what their troubles were. So, I mean, it could be the same thing. You know, I'm not going to discredit any movie or any depiction of something, because I think a lot of this stuff is they're putting the truth in, you know, in the applesauce. They're putting a little bit of, you know, medicine in the candy for these people, and they're doing it in a lot of different ways. You know what I'm saying? So I think that we're not set up to ever know the truth. And I think that hunting for the truth is really robbing yourself of having a good life, honestly. And I hate that I'm one of the hunters of whatever I could find out, because it does rob you of the blissfulness of knowing that you don't even know what the fuck is going on.
Sometimes a little bit of mystery is the best.
Yeah. It just bothers me that people die never knowing shit about this planet. That's like, yo, that gotta suck.
They don't know what they don't know.
Right, but you do know that you don't know shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? That keeps people up at night.
You won't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll never know everything.
And that's crazy. And the fact of the matter is, nobody will ever know everything. And even the collective knowledge from all of us could not amount to everything. Which means that nobody really knows shit, because nobody can get to the real bottom of anything. We know a lot of surface knowledge about a lot of different topics. And so a lot of stuff we don't know, because that's not our area of expertise to learn in. But a lot of this shit is like, dog, like, nobody know what the fuck is really going on. You know? Always the fucking questions, never the answers, man. This is another episode of the CP Podcast. Once again, let us know in the comments if you agree with me that the story about the people being asleep was me, or you think it was crazy, or if you think it could be a demon, or if you think it could be a nocebo, like Maya said. Let us know in the comments, man. Amir didn't give a damn today, because Amir was like, you know what, I'm going to shut the fuck up. Amir be saying a lot of shit to the point where people be wanting the camera on Amir. But today, Amir was like, you know what I'm saying, man. whatever y'all think. Hey, man, it's all good. I wish I could have shut the fuck up and sat back, because, you know, you don't want to battle Maya in this realm.
There's no hard feelings.
Of course there's no hard feelings.
There's no hard feelings.
But you just, it's just like, dog, like, it's no winning. Because it's like, you just go straight for the facts. Straight for the facts. Oh, somebody said when you die, you learn everything. That ain't no fun. But anyway, my name is CP. This is Maya, the meme. And, I'm joking. Maya the Great. And Amir, the Bennett not in it. We holler at y'all. Peace.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.